Somehow we were surprised that it's the beginning of summer today, but it seemed that autumn or winter was announcing itself. My dear devotees, these type of unusual happenings, winter and summer and winter, is a sign that Kali Yuga is also progressing, and we can expect many changes both in the climate as well as in the consciousness of people. Today I visited also Lalita Priya for my yearly dental checkup, and she told me that just before me there were 15 criminal members of the criminal police in her ordinatia, because the police actually found out that for 1 year the world's most searched criminal was every day in Lalita Priya's ordination. It was the killer of the president, who came every day for a few years in her ordination. You know that Serbian president? What was his name? Yes. Djindjic. Prime Minister, yes. And the one who killed him was feeling so happy in Lalita Priya's ordination that he would come every day, enjoy the prasadam, the good atmosphere. He felt accepted and loved by the grandchildren of Lalita Priya, and played with the grandchildren and given them as a donation little pistols. He killed 19 people. Hare Krishna. And Lalita Priya was asking me, he introduced himself as Marco, and everyone in the ordination said, "My or Nash Dragi Marco," because he behaved just like a perfect gentleman. And they all wondered, why didn't we recognize him to be such a dangerous criminal? And I told them that, see, every one of us has these inner enemies inside of him. We all have a criminal inside of us. Lust, greed, anger, these things, you know, who are ready to do unusual things and not decent things. But we have somehow integrated them under the same roof, and at least a normal person will deal with it and keep it in check and balances. But someone like a criminal has really not integrated a part of his personality, and for sure not purified it. There's somehow sent it in a garden house somewhere outside of his personality. And when an occasion arises, this emotion is not under control and acts totally uncontrollable, just out of the need or desire to earn money. They are such killers, prepared to kill people. And we had a very wonderful philosophical discussion how, under the influence of the inner enemies, which are not seen and not controlled by a non-devotee, they act in ways which are astonishing for us. Then I told them of the scandal in Germany, where so many bishops had to go back because they had not integrated their sexuality. they had not dealt with this maturely and therefore acted in pedophile ways. Do you know what that is? Okay. And now it shows that in the Catholic Church, people really have lost trust in the Church, because so many people have, so many bishops have done unexpected things, unexpected crimes. It's a very deep subject, and it might really, the present Pope, who's also a German, Benedict, he's really afraid that this might tear away the reputation of the whole Church. Because people now ask the question, why has this happened, this accident? Huh? What went wrong on the way to heaven? And what went wrong is very simple. The heart was not purified sufficiently. I think we as devotees can learn from this, that we really take care of purifying our heart very consciously, and engage ourselves with, I would say, almost with a passion in the kirtan of the Lord's holy name. And it is this subject, the kirtan of the Lord's holy name, which will be the main subject of this evening. We will have two speakers today, and one bhajan, two bhajans. I think well, since I'm already sitting here, maybe I should start. Is that a good idea? And then afterwards...
I speak tomorrow morning.
Well, no, a little bit. You should speak.
Okay.
A little, we want to hear. And internet is also there. Hare Krishna, my dear devotees, friends, and those who accidentally landed on this super esoteric webpage, where you can see Satchinandan Swami and Danuda Swami. I want to welcome you from our heart, and I hope you have a very enriching and spiritually inspiring viewing experience this evening. Hare Krishna. Good. So let us sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Deya Radha Madhava Kunyapihadi Deya Radha Madhava Kunyavihari Gopi jana vallava giri varadari Gopi jana vallava giri varadari Yasoda nandana Sraja Janarandana Sodanandana Sraja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vana Chayi Yamuna Tira Vana Chayi Vihadi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. When you sing now, please do connect with your heart and your relationship to Krishna and sing please now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Aigo Jaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha, Kanya Vihare Radha, Kanya Vihare Radha. Gaura Nitai Ki Re Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
O mind, speak only about Gaura. Gaura's name is the abode of nectar and the worshipable bestower of divine love. Shayane Gaura, Swapane Gaura, Gaura Nayane Ratara, Jivane Gaura, Marane Gaura, Gaura Galara Hara. Gaura in sleeping, Gaura in dreaming, Gaura is the star of my eyes, Gaura in life, Gaura at the time of death. Gaura's name is the precious necklace I wear around my neck. Yare majare Gauranga rakhiya Virale basiya raba mane ve sadete se rupa chadere nayane nayane toba. Keeping Gaura in my heart, I will sit alone and fix my mind on his enchanting moon-like form. I will gaze in his eyes and become absorbed in his beauty. Gaura gamana gaura gatana gaura mukera hasi gaura piriti gaura murati hiaya rahale pashi. Gaura's movements, Gaura's nature, Gaura's smiling face, Gaura's love, Gaura's full form, all have entered my heart. My dear devotees, the Sankirtan pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are truly unique. Never in all the incarnations which came before were such glorious pastimes revealed before. As the Kirtan picked up strength, the Lord's happiness also increased. He was seen dancing in Navadvip streets, and whoever saw him only once was freed from all sorrows. No more misery. I would like to describe to you today a kirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's actually not easy to describe it in words. Lemoji, we cannot see you. Please come a little because you speak English. Amarananda, you can put Lemo's chair a little closer, because we see you only two times a year, and then you are hidden behind a pillar. This is cruel. No, that is another pillar. there, it's good. But that's too close to the loudspeaker. When we get nervous breakdown. My dear devotees, there was this one kirtan where the devotees used torches, and I think we should prepare such a kirtan in the night with torches, remembering Gauranga Mahaprabhu's marvelous sight. It was so bright in that night from the torches the devotees were wearing that it was difficult to know whether Lord Krishna had descended in the form of his Brahmajyoti. When the Lord loudly shouted, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
The devotees came and surrounded him from all four sides. Each one of the devotees in Lord Chaitanya's kirtan was usually decorated with a flower garland and with sandalwood pulp. And in everyone's hand was a musical instrument. The Lord looked around him to see his devotee servant, who were all eagerly awaiting the chance to perform any service. Now, here it is said that in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan, the devotees would have different instruments in their hands. I would like to tell you today what these instruments were and what their message was to the people. With the sound digita digita, digita digita, that's how to say it, the Vedanga announced to the people who had not yet developed love for the lotus feet of Sriman Yashoda Sutta's son or Krishna. They gave this message. Oh, those ears who are not fond of hearing the katha of the charming qualities of Sri Krishna's divine pastimes, these ears are useless. Shame on these ears. Shame on these ears. Shame on these ears. Digita, shame on these ears. Shame on these ears. Shame on these ears. Thus speaks the Madanga during Lord Gauranga's kirtan. Similarly, the thoughtful devotees and pandits have carefully analyzed the message of the sound of the karatals. And they found out that the karatals during the kirtan say, I will be victorious over death. I will be victorious over Yamaraj. And I will be very happily victorious over all his servants. By hearing the sound of the karatas, even from afar, death, Yamaraj and his servants do not come near to anyone who performs the sound of the karatas. Have you noticed when you are near a Sankirtan party, you go through the town of Zagreb, as Gaurahari would say, and when you go and you hear from the distance the sound of the karatas, you have not yet seen the kirtan, but you see just the You become psychologically very happy. Have you noticed that? Anandini, have you noticed? Then you came maybe late due to various duties. And then you hear... Oh, you feel... Because the kartal sound announces anyone who is in the kirtan of Lord Gaura does need to be afraid of death, death servants, and death personified. This is the message of the karatals during Gauranga's kirtan. I think now you will understand this message when you hear it next time. I don't know if you have understood this before, this message. Now, there is another instrument which, according to pandits, is the most important instrument, that is the clapping of the hands. And this announces, in the tree of my body, there are many birds of sins, but aho, they are undoubtedly chased away by the clapping of the hands during kirtan. That is also discussed in Nectar of Devotion, that when you clap hands while joyously singing in the kirtan, the birds of karmic reactions, which are still sitting with full weight on your body, just fly away, just like when there is a tree and you clap in your hands, then the sparrows go away. I have seen this many times. Woohoo! They are gone when you clap. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Tagore also said that in the clapping of the hands in kirtan, something else happens. That is, the fortune lines or the misfortune lines are changed. Especially what is changing is the lifeline, which is this line. I have personally seen, when I was a young man, a lifeline which went only to this. Then one devotee told me, clap in the kirtan of Lord Gauranga, and my lifeline has increased. But I have interesting news, it also ends. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. So there is one instrument which I think we still must obtain in Zagreb. It's the vishana, or the horn. It's not a truba, it's a horn which goes like this and makes a very, very powerful sound. When the devotee, when the auspicious horn sounds, it blasts away the filthy remnants of the material sounds. And finally there's nritya, and means dancing, and lutan, which means rolling on the ground. When you feel that the kirtan gets ecstatic, you can roll on the ground. It's authorized. It's good. But I suggest we don't do this in the West, because what will people think of us? They already think so many extraordinary things about us. So, but this rolling on the ground means, alas, I have passed so many days engaged in sense gratification. I'm bound by karma. I have acted according to my own intelligence. Oh, I have fallen away from Jagat Pita, the father of the universe, and I have not been able to put an end to my misery. But today, I will behave like a child. I will dance with abundance. I will raise my arms like a child who wants to be picked up by the mother. Then I will cry and roll about in the dust. Just see! Would he not be merciful? Take me into his lap. So these are the messages of the instruments of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kirtan. And we hear that all devotees had these instruments in their hands. Let us now sing, remembering the and using these instruments. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Devotees all have their instruments in their hands, and now we will hear how the Lord starts to dance. And the Lord stepped in his unusually beautiful form on the road. The devotees knew he wants to dance. It was in the air, so to say. The Lord started with very soft and very easy dance steps, and the devotees began to shout in ecstasy, Hari Bol! Ever looked at the moon-like face of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was released from all the pains of his material existence. The author of Chaitanya Bhagavat says, I am at a loss, I can't describe to you the Lord's beauty, but I will try. He says, my dear devotees, you must imagine that the charming looks of the Lord look more beautiful than the attractiveness of millions of gods of love. How will you describe this beauty, Amarananda? One more beautiful than millions of gods of love. Alone one god of love makes you faint. I saw this. We have these young guru coolies, all have nice tattoos and young muscular bodies. So when they do kirtan, sometimes, you know, because they're young, they will take off their shadars and shirts, and all the young ladies faint. We have seen in Birmingham with our own eyes, we have seen. So imagine millions of gods of love, what that will do to you. It is impossible. It will take off your head, says Amarananda. Lord Gauranga glowed like a golden mountain. his curly dark hair was decorated with strings of Malati flowers. Can you imagine this? He has this curly dark hair. It looks blue-black. And inside it are these strings of these very small, they are small like this, Malati flowers. It goes down. Can you imagine a black hair? These strings of Malati flowers, it is beyond expression. And then he looks like a golden mountain. A sweet smile decorated his lips. And there were clear sandalwood tilak with a red dot in the middle on his beautiful forehead. Lord Chaitanya raised his arms in the sky while chanting and dancing. Please do so. Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
And he had, listen to this, knee-long garlands that hung around his neck, you know, big garlands up to the knees and which swayed back and forth with every of his movement. His entire body became showered with tears that flowed from his eyes as his ecstatic feelings increased. His bodily hair stood on end. His reddish lips were exquisite. When these lips parted, they revealed a symmetrical set of pearl-like white teeth which were shining. Listen to his eyebrows. They were arched and they almost reached to his ears. It is described, when you look at the arched eyebrows of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cupid's bow and arrows cannot harm your heart any longer, because the arched eyebrows of Lord Gauranga constantly shoot glances of love in your direction. And because they go up to his ears, you feel, I'm hit by the beauty. The Russian poet Dostoevsky, I think Lemo is aware of Dostoevsky's book, The Idiot. He wrote The Idiot, very good book. He said, the world can be conquered by beauty only. The beauty of God can conquer our deadly attachments to the material world. We just need to be shot in the heart by the arched eyebrows of Krishna or Gauranga. My dear devotees, what more can I say? He had powerful broad shoulders which put to shame the king of elephants, and his chest was broad and full. The citizens had nicely decorated their doorways with banana trees, water pots, mango leaves and green coconuts. Ghee lamps flickered in every house, and there were plates full of offerings which were lovingly placed on the altars. All of this had been arranged by the citizens of Navadvip as if they had been commanded by some unseen voice. What Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining here, that Lord Chaitanya, who sits in everyone's heart, had commanded his devotees, I will do the kirtan, make some good ambience, some nice lights and banana trees and so on. Now, Lord Chaitanya was dancing and the people were leaving their houses unguarded to join the dance. Now, there were thieves there who thought, this is my good opportunity, no one is at home, I will steal the money and the gold coins and everything from the house. But within a short time, as the sound of the kirtan entered the ears of the thieves became free from their kleptomanic tendencies, you know, stealing tendencies, and joined in the chanting and dancing. Some devotees danced by themselves, but mostly they chanted in groups. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was chanting, would do something, sometimes a miracle. He would appear as Krishna with a flute in his hand. The devotees had never experienced the ecstasy of such a massive Sankirtan procession. They did what you feel when you enter into the Sankirtan. They forgot their bodily identification and all kinds of tribulation. Today, when Lemo came, who has just healed a broken foot, I said to him, Lemo ji, today please don't jump very high. The foot is just healing. But when there is an ecstatic kirtan, even a cripple will jump very high because he loses his bodily identification. Some of us have experienced when we entered the kirtan before, we were making a vow and we were writing it down on paper, I will not dance today. But then after 5 minutes, we all broke our vow and we started to dance. This we have experienced. Amarananda Natsi said, yeah, we have experienced the power of Lord Gauranga's kirtan. Do you want to hear a little of Lord Chaitanya's dancing? No. Okay. Shall I say? I would like to end by describing you the Lord's dancing, but I will describe it through the eyes of his devotees. See, in bhakti, we do not want to see the Lord with our eyes so much because our eyes lack a very important viewing capacity. Bhava. Therefore, we often like to hear descriptions about the Lord from the perspectives of his devotees because the devotees have the eyes of bhava, of genuine love. And then when we see and hear through the descriptions of the devotees, we can see because only with love in your heart can you actually appreciate and see the Lord. So here's a description of the devotees. Whoever of the devotees saw the Lord dancing was unable to contain his emotions. Even those who have hearts as hard as stone were moved to tears when they saw the Lord dancing and fell to the ground must have been so beautiful that you just could, you lost it. As the Lord danced, his flower garland swayed wildly. His beauty was breathtaking. His Brahmin thread hung loosely over his shoulder, and his dhoti was nicely ironed and tucked in place neatly. Tears flowed from Lord Chaitanya's eyes like the waves of the Ganga. As soon as some of the tears came to his fine nose, they began to assemble at the rim of the nose, that's here, and they looked like a string of pearls. Can you imagine this picture? It's beautiful, isn't it? Tears coming here and assembling on the nose, looking like pearls. His glossy black curly hair became entwined in his flower garlands, and this created a fine sight. The devotees prayed, "O Lord, please grant our desires that we remember this pastime, holding it within our hearts, birth after birth." So please hold this pastime in the heart, the dancing of the Lord, birth after birth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hello! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura Hare, Gaura Hare, Gaura Hare, Gaura Hare. Jaya Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hare, Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hare. Kai go premanandi hari 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 bo.
So nice, huh? I very much like, I like this very much. So much liking, too much liking. Hare Krishna. We will now hear from our Tanuda Maharaj. Let me just empty this seat. Will you sing from here?
I will sing to end.
At the end, good.
That will be better. Thank you so much.
Half an hour?
What?
Half an hour.
Okay. Okay. What? No, I have a watch. Okay. I'm fine. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sachinanda Maharaj and myself, we have discussed many times the art of speaking, and one of the arts of speaking is being able to say what you want to say in a very short period of time. So I have the opportunity now to try that art. Because I am not that type of sannyasi that when he's giving class, goes into samadhi. And when you're in samadhi or trance, you're unaware of the world. So I'm very conscious of the time. So pray for me that I can put what I want to say in this. But if I don't finish anything today, I can do it tomorrow morning. For some of you. But I have to offer at least two prayers before I begin. Because without prayer, you cannot create. Prayer creates the conduit by which the mercy of God flows through our heart. One God brother of mine and a great soul, who's so deep into his spiritual practices that you never see him until the sun goes down. And I met him one evening, and he shared with me a jewel of realization that I consider the essence of bhajan. He told me, we advance by mercy. And mercy comes from the great souls. And the channel or conduit of that mercy is our worship or glorification of them. So even though I have such a short time, and I've already taken 5 minutes of it in an introduction, must chant some prayer. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Taksurun Balitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Sise Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today's class and tomorrow's class, in English they call it tying up loose ends. It means to finish up your business. So there's a few things that I wasn't able to finish in my discussions. So one I want to discuss now, finish up the discussion how the theology of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, of Radha and Krishna, is a very reasonable conception of the absolute reality. Now, I gave it just a very simple statement to keep us up to where we are, that we see what's reasonable is how things operate within our experience according to certain universal laws. So we see that it is a universal law that everyone acts for pleasure, and that pleasure is love. So why shouldn't that be the manifestation or the source from which everything else comes? So in Gaudiya Vaishnav theology, the absolute reality is an exchange of love. The absolute reality is enjoying. Prabhupada said it in such a beautiful way. One time Srila Prabhupada was challenged. He gave a heavy lecture, as sometimes, as sweet as he is, sometimes Satchinandana Swami has to do. He has to lay down the law. He looks at the people, what they need to hear. So Prabhupada gave a very heavy lecture about no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And Prabhupada was very heavy. And he was giving the lecture in an outside hall for some reason. So one person challenged Prabhupada and said to Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, what do you do in your society for recreation? For fun. Prabhupada said, he said, our process is simply recreation. He said, chanting, dancing, feasting. He said, you never see a picture of Krishna in the spiritual world smoking a cigarette and wearing a construction helmet. And then Prabhupada gave the example, as Satchinandana Swami often likes to do, of Prabhupada had a German godbrother who looked like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And he was credited for his intelligence. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta liked to tell the story how he accepted Radha and Krishna as God. He looked at all the different forms of the deities in India. And there's Kali with her pitchfork and Lord Shiva with the cobras climbing on him and all the various forms of the Supreme Lord. And when he saw Radha and Krishna, he said, that must be God, because God must simply be enjoying. So it's a very reasonable conception of the absolute reality to consider that the absolute reality is this exchange of divine love between the Shakti-man, the possessor of energy, and the Shakti, or the energy. And that's what Vyasadeva saw when he meditated to write the Bhagavatam. He saw that exchange. And in the Bhagavatam, he wrote about that exchange. I also made the point that what is Shakti? Shakti means energy. The purpose of any energy, potency you have, whether it's knowledge potency, strength potency, sensual potency, potency is to please the source of that potency or energy. Therefore, energy by its very nature is to please or love. And therefore, if there's Shakti, energy and Shaktiman, and an exchange of that in the absolute reality, that must be love. The energy has come simply to serve, and therefore the essence of all potency is the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency. And therefore, Srimati Radharani, the essence of the Ladini Shakti, or the pleasure potency, is Krishna Prem. And when Krishna Prem, or that sense that Krishna should be pleased, rises to the highest degree, that's called Mahabhav. And Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav Swarup. She is the form or embodiment of the desire to please Krishna, which manifests in form. Therefore, there's such a relationship between love and beauty. Because when you want to please someone, then you make things that are nice and beautiful and fragrant and have the right touch. So Radharani is that embodiment. Just like Radharani's jewels are non-different from Srimati Radharani. Why? Because why does she wear a jewel? Because she loves Krishna. If a lady loves a man, then she dresses for that man's pleasure. So that jewel is just announcing, Krishna, you should be pleased. That's Radharani. That's Shakti. So this exchange, and that's described in the 10th canto. I explained that before. Now I want to explain the concept of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an even fuller concept of what the absolute reality should be in a reasonable conception. So, this is it, and I'm going to explain it, and I do it with my hands. It's all in the hands. You ready? Okay. So, first concept of God is called Advayam Gyan. Advayam Gyan means non-dual consciousness. What it means is energy or consciousness which nothing is outside of, a energy or force that is inclusive of everything. Nothing is outside of God. But, so that, this is kind of like, so that's one. God must be one. But we have a further conception, Radha and Krishna, that God must be two. Because if pleasure is love, love requires a duality. So within that absolute oneness, there's a eternal duality for the exchange of love. That's Radha and Krishna. But that's not the full conception of reality. It must also have Chaitanya. Now, I'm going to explain why in terms of my hands. And I'll explain this. So, this is Krishna, the object of love, on one side. And this is Radharani on the other side. She is the subject of love. Radharani is the lover. For God to enjoy, he must experience love. So the one separates into two eternally. And Radha is loving Krishna. Radha means the full capacity to love. In the Bhagavatam, she's indirectly referred to. That can be a whole class in itself, why Radha's name is not in the Bhagavatam. Because Radharani is Sukadev Goswami is Radharani's parrot, and if says Radha's name, go in ecstasy, could not speak the Bhagavatam. So, Aniya Radito Nunam Bhagavan, there's no other one that can serve and love Krishna as much. Radharani has the full capacity to please Krishna. It means she has the most love, and the love manifests into the greatest beauty. So Krishna is enjoying that love of Radha eternally, but he can't enjoy fully. Why can't he enjoy fully? Because the nature of love, even though love is selfless, to love is more pleasure than to be loved. The lover enjoys more than the beloved. Any mother knows that. The child is enjoying the love of his mother. The mother is completely selfless. But the mother is enjoying that same energy more than the child. It's motherly love. The child is the object of motherly love. The mother is the subject of motherly love. The mother is the child is the beloved. The mother is the lover. It's the same energy. It's coming from the mother to the child. But somehow, if you're on this side as the lover, you enjoy the energy more. So Krishna, just as Krishna, the object of love, who expands into Radha to receive that love and pleasure, by himself cannot be the supreme enjoyer. And Krishnadas Kaviraj describes that in the Bhagavad, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now watch, it's all in the hands. This is Krishna, this is Radha. So I have Krishna as the object, and here is Radha facing Krishna. Now what experiences does Radha have that Krishna doesn't have? There are three. Right? First of all, the love that Radha experiences for Krishna. Krishna saying, wow, I want that. Also, she experiences Krishna. Our little genius here just blew his mind here. Pavlov, but he's going, wow. Okay. Wait till you need the next one, okay? So three things. The love experiences Krishna and experiences the ecstasy and happiness of Krishna's love. Three things. So therefore, for Krishna to become the supreme enjoyer, Krishna has to also become his own devotee. And that's Chaitanya. So Krishna has to again become one. So, you know, sometimes we like, you know, arrow, simple ways to remember it. So you can remember this concept of the absolute truth. There's one, then there's two, and then Krishna becomes Chaitanya. Krishna has to become Radha. Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radha. It's Krishna and Radha in one. So you can remember it. It's kind of like there's one, then there's two, then one. So it's like a dance step. One, two, one. One, two, one. One, two, one. Simple. So that conception that we have of Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya is the most reasonable conception of the absolute reality. It's let's not say the most, but I haven't heard any that's better. Because remember, the definition of God in the dictionary that's given by modern philosophy is that being of which no greater can be conceived. Can you conceive something better than that? It's everything, then it's the lover, then he enjoys the love, then becomes the lover. And the Leela of Chaitanya is so beautiful. Because it's God searching It's God trying to become his best devotee. Basically, the Leela of Chaitanya is God's trying to become a devotee. So don't feel bad. God has the same problem that we do. God is trying to become a devotee. So if you want to learn how to become a devotee, then you just follow Chaitanya. Because he starts out, he's not a devotee. Then what happens? Then he meets his guru in Gaya. And then he gets the seed of devotion. But because he has full faith and is fully surrendered, it manifests to a high degree. That's what happens when you approach guru. You get Sambandha Vishesh Gyan. You get Bhagavat Sarup Gyan. You get the form of God whom you are to worship. And you get your relationship with God. But unless you fully surrender, it only manifests in seed form. Then you have to hear and hear and hear and practice until you surrender. And then it manifests. But when Chaitanya took initiation, he took the real initiation. It's not just a formality. He gave himself fully to Guru. And then he was changed. And then for the rest of his life, he cultivated that mood of devotion. And winds up at the end of his life in the Gambira, in one room, showing us how to practice and nourish and attain that love. You have an aspiration. I want to serve God as this devotee serves God. So he wanted to serve God as Radha serves God. We want to serve God as the maidservants of Radha serve God. And then when you do that, as Satchinandana Swami has been explaining again and again, the process is the kirtan. Because bhakti sanjayate bhakti. You can only get bhakti by bhakti. So the main expression of devotion is to speak about your beloved. So you have to glorify your beloved. And that increases the bhakti. And then, as Lord Chaitanya showed at the end of his life, how, what a beautiful leela. What a beautiful pastime. He's in this Gambira day and night chanting Hare Krishna. In fact, before he took sannyas and he saw all his devotees, they didn't know he was leaving. And we described many times that beautiful scene of him exchanging love with his devotees. And they're offering him beautiful garlands, which is an expression of their love. Their love takes the form of some type of fragrance. Their love takes the form of some type of color. And it's a beautiful garland. And you smell the garland, you see the colors. You don't just have a sensual experience. You have an emotional experience. Because you taste the love. That's why I wrote this article, The Mind, the Mother, and the Food. It's an article about how mental health is developed by a loving mother when you're young who feeds you. Because if the mother loves you and cooks nice things, you taste the food. You're not just tasting the sensual thing. You're experiencing your mother's love manifest in a way which you can experience it through the senses. It's an emotional experience. And therefore, in the spiritual world, there is sense enjoyment. But the consciousness is so much different. Because you're experiencing the sense. You may eat something, but you're thinking how much Krishna has enjoyed. So it's not you don't have a sensual experience, but it's not selfish. It's love. It's like a mother. I know this one mother in India, and she cook and cook and cook and feed the children. And if there somehow wasn't enough that day, she wouldn't be hungry. She loved the children so much that she would say, I'm not hungry. But when the children would taste that food, they would taste their mother's love. So the spiritual world is such a beautiful place in this Chaitanya Lila. So he's in that gum. Lord Chaitanya has the garlands, and the devotees are gazing on him, and we discussed this, as if with a single pair of eyes. And they're looking at his beauty. Ajanu, Lambita, Bujo, Kanikavitaro, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, Kamalaya Daksho, Vishvambaro, Dvijavaro, Yugadharma. They're looking at his beauty. And the garlands and the sandalwood paste. Gazing as with a single pair of eyes. And then he tells them, gives them an instruction, whether awake, whether sleeping, whether eating, chant, always chant. So he did it at the end of his life. And he chanted Hare Krishna at the end of his life. And it was nourished by Ramananda Roy, who gave the katas, gave the stories that exemplified and embodied that love. So he's chanting, and it's becoming rasa. It's becoming the full love, as the love that's experienced in the Bhagavatam and the stories about the Bhagavatam. And he's hearing it, and he's feeling it. And the songs of Sarup Damodar, can you imagine what the kirtan of Sarup Damodar sounds like? What he sung, there were four singers in the kirtan party. You can imagine what the kirtan of Srivas Thakur. Each devotee of Lord Chaitanya got an instruction from him when they would leave Puri every year according to their proclivities or nature. Everyone in families got different instructions. Borijan Prabhu, the great realized Borijan Prabhu, with his wonderful katas and his interesting things he says. He always says so many things. He says our taste in Krishna consciousness is our door to the spiritual world. Satchinandana Swami was saying, follow your bliss emotionally and spiritually. You're attracted, you like to sing, you like to speak, you like to serve. Opens the door to the spiritual world. So what was Sarup Damodar's singing like? And they would monitor Lord Chaitanya's emotions, because prema is like a great river. And a river requires two embankments to flow. It has an embankment on either side. So the river of prema requires equal embankments of union and separation. So Lord Chaitanya would be feeling separation and be chanting Hare Krishna in separation. He's knocking his head against the wall. Krishna, Krishna, Radha, Radha. He's knocking his head against the wall, and they see, oh, the separation is getting too high. We need to build up the embankment of union. And then all of a sudden, Ramananda Roy would be starting the katas of union. And Sarup Damodar would be starting the katas of the singing of union. Radha Krishna Pranamora Yugala Kishora Jivane Morani Gati Aro Nahi Mor Kulindira Kuli Keli Kandam Deravan. I forgot the words, but you got the idea. So they would sing like this, and then union, and then if he got too much in union, then the separation and the prema of the love would flow. So we get all these things. Now, the Leela of Lord Chaitanya takes sannyas. There's no time for that now. Honestly, it's ridiculous to start it now. But maybe tomorrow, or maybe I'll finish the Kaliya pastime. But we'll end with a short bhajan, and I usually don't sing. That's not my particular forte, but today I will. Okay? Okay,
hand these out to make sure maybe one to every two people. And I'd rather face the audience. That's okay. And I don't know anything about the I can say also, this is also how bhakti is. We have different moods. We want to cultivate different types of devotion. One type of devotion is gaur bhakti and also humility. So what we do is we sing songs of people like Narottam Das Thakur who have those feelings in a perfected sense. And that helps us. You think this is where it should be for me?
Goranga Karuna. Maybe one lower? Let me see if that would work for me. I'm not sure. Goranga Karuna Koro.
Now the way I chant it is when we chant the refrain, everyone chants the refrain together. Okay? That's the way we do it here. Okay? And I'm pretty good. I'm 5 minutes over, but I lost control of myself.
Sachinan, you're going to play card tiles? Yeah. Okay.
Goranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Goranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane.
Look at me, okay?
Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Samapatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Danti Tina Dori Gora Daki Heto Mara. Danti Tina Dori Gora Daki Heto Mara. Danti Tina Dori Gora Daki Heto Mara. Danti Tina Dori Gora. Kori Eshawama Hidaya Manire. Kipa Eshawama Hidaya Manire.
A little fast now. Everyone.
Goranga Karuna Kora Hina Hina Jane. Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Dari Daya Nakori Me Patita Dakiya. Dari Daya Nakori Me Patita Dakiya. Yari daya na karibe patita dakiya.
Dani daya na kari be patita lagiya patita pavana nama kesira lagiya patita pavana nama kesira lagiya Gauranga Karuna Kara Hina Hina Jane Osama Patita Prabhu Nahi Chibu Vane Odi Chabava Tufane Nahi kanistara Odi chabava tufane Nahi kanistara Odi chibava tufane Nahi kanistara Odi chibava tufane Nahi kanistara Charatarani dane Dasi koromara Charatarani dane Dasi koromara Gauranga karuna kora Hina hina jane Osama patita prabhu Nahi chibu mane Shri Krishna Chaitanya prabhu Dasi Ranu Dasa 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 Vartana Koro Ye Sada Narottama Dasa Vartana Koro Ye Sada Narottama Dasa Gauranga Karuna Kara Hina Hina Jane Sama patita prabhu Nahi chibu vane Again, together, hey! Gauranga karuna kora Hina hina jane Sama patita prabhu Nahi chibu vane One more time, hey! Gauranga karuna kora Hina hina jane Sama patita prabhu Nahi chibu mane Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
ha, nitai gora hari ma, hari ma, hari ma, hari ma, nitai gora hari ma, hari ma, hari ma, hari ma. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 O Premanandi Hari 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 Bol Prabhupada Ki Jaya
Finished within time.
So, Hare Krishna, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. This ends our evening program. I also want to use this opportunity to say goodbye to all of you for this time. Tomorrow, a cruel airplane will come and take both Danuda Maharaj and myself out of Croatia. Danuda Maharaj will go back to New York, I think, over Frankfurt. Zagreb, Frankfurt, New York, and I will fly directly to Berlin, where we will have a concert. Am I correct? That's this weekend, isn't it? Yes, this weekend we will have one of our yoga's music concerts. Then... very soon afterwards, we will go in the airplane and fly to the Serbian summer camp. And I believe many of you, or some of you, are making plans. Bhavata, I see you nodding. You will come. Very good. And dance. Yes. Hare Krishna. So I want to wish you all the best, really, in your spiritual life. Let us all invite Danuda Maharaj to come again and train us more. I think there is some plan already which he discusses with Sundarananda. I want to also say at the end, because some of you have been visiting the Japa retreats, please now remember to put the knowledge which you have achieved into practice. Use the kirtan arrow well so that you can reach easily the target of Radha and Krishna's lotus feet while you do japa and kirtan. How do they say in American English? I don't really remember, but it's something like make best use of the opportunities which have opened for you. Good. Then all the best and see you very soon again, either in Serbia or the next time when either Maharaj and myself visit again your wonderful association. And may no one of you break slacks in between. One thing I need to say. The morning class tomorrow will be held by Danuda Maharaj one more time. And then he will go. My flight arrangements are such that I will leave directly from the Kingdom of God, that is Ivana's apartment, is where I stay at the moment. Good. So all the best, and all of you who are before your laptops and big computer screens, I wish you also all the best. Thank you for being with us for so long and staying connected. All the best also for you, and see you very soon. Hare Krishna. Go Premanandi, Hare Hare Bol.
Sutra je Pananrija Lekadaši, ovdje u hramu organiziramo program, od 12:30 do 9:00 će trajati oficijalno, ako bude entuzijastičnih možemo produžiti. Svi ste pozvani, ako neko želi svirati može mi se javiti, tamo na ploči imamo raspored, pa se možemo upisati. Hare Krishna. Thank you.